Quarterfinals 1 and 2 are done and dusted this morning. Graham, what did you make of both matches?
Well, we're now in a situation where you can almost stop calling it the World Cup. You can call it the Euros 2018 because all the sides left are now from Europe. So it's farewell to Uruguay and Brazil. Uruguay pretty much outplayed by France, who just had a bit too much class across the board. And Brazil have gone rolling out of the competition. And let's hope that Neymar doesn't injure himself as he leaves this competition. Belgium, the so-called golden generation that they've had over the last sort of 4 or 5 years, everyone's talked about it. Finally, they have achieved to the level that that they promised for all that time. They were just too good for Brazil. A couple of goals in the first half. Then they defended magnificently. Brazil had all the ball in the second half, but they just couldn't really make the difference there. They did claw one back with about 15 to go, but, you know, for all the ball that they had, the possession and the fanciness that we associate with sides from that country, they just didn't really have the shots on goal. And so Belgium, I think, deserve the place in the semi-final where they will play their friends and neighbours France. And if you believe the narrative that there's one really good side of the draw and a soft side of the draw, you could argue that that semi-final is a de facto final.
Yeah. I think we've spoken about this at length, Graham, and you've always called it that you thought France and Brazil, I would have said before that game that's just finished, were sort of a class above. Now with only France left, are they still the class above team left in this competition?
I think they will be the bookie's favourite now, France to win it all. But, as I kind of alluded to just before, I think their biggest test will actually be in the semi-final. Yeah. You know, we have kind of got a final coming up midweek, if you like. And whoever wins out of France-Belgium will certainly back themselves in the final. But yeah, it's a funny old tournament, and you know you wouldn't count against someone from that so-called weaker side of the draw to come through and actually win the whole thing. So, but it's going to be a great game, that semi-final, France against Belgium. You know, it's kind of a state of origin type sort of thing. It's mate against mate again. You're going to get a lot of teammates playing against each other at a club level, and you know I think it's going to be a really hard game to pick.
Graham Beasley from sportsfreak.co.nz joining us. The two semi-finals, two quarter-finals have just been completed, wins to France and Belgium. You will be on the show tomorrow, Graham, along with the World Cup baby in studio from about 10 past 10. We look forward to that. We'll have another two quarter-finals wrapped. Who wins tonight or tomorrow morning?
For that England-Sweden game, I think it's really actually tough to call. I know that England are sort of backing themselves and talking about the World Cup coming home and all that kind of stuff, but they'll find it tough against Sweden, who will play in a similar sort of way. My only prediction there is that all the goals will come from set pieces of some form or other, either from corners or penalties, free kicks, type thing. Croatia, Russia, certainly the heart says Croatia. I think they'll probably be a bit too good for the hosts. It's probably been good for the tournament that Russia have got to the quarterfinals, but I kind of think the joke's over now. Yeah, they were the lowest ranked team going into the competition. I don't really think they're semi-final material. And I think the Croats will probably just have a bit too much class across the park.
You have called Croatia the whole tournament as well, Graham. Graham, before I let you go, after all the palaver to do with FIFA over the last few years, etc., is this tournament sort of put that stuff to bed? Is this a tournament that football fans can hang their hat on at the moment and say, we're back to where football should be?
Well, I think for all FIFA's ills and
New Zealand and New Zealand football's ills.
Well, that's a whole different story. That's a completely different story because in contrast to NZ football, when FIFA puts on a tournament, whether it's a World Cup or even like that under-20 yep. World Cup that we had here a few years ago, they do it well. You know, they're so used to putting on these tournaments. It's the same advertising hoardings that they put out each time. It's the same refs. It's the same people that run the show. And they certainly know how to run a competition. And so, you know, for all the doubts about the fact that this tournament was allocated to Russia and all the controversy and the sort of the dark arts around that, it's been put on well. You know, all the games have been will seem to have been pretty much sold out. Good atmosphere. There's been no violence away from the games or anything like that to Marev. Obviously you've had your carry-ons with Neymar's and all that kind of stuff, and they do need to address that. But as a tournament, it's been great. It's been run really well. It's also quite short. That's the thing people overlook about the FIFA World Cup. It's 32 days long. A Rugby World Cup's 44 days. A Cricket World Cup's 48 days. You know, and those two tournaments can actually drag on. A Football World Cup never drags on. You know, it's over. It almost seems really, really quickly. This World Cup's only got sort of a week and a day to go. You know, there are six sides still left in it now. This time tomorrow when I'll be talking to you, there'll be four sides left in it. It's efficient, I think, is a good way to describe it.
Beautiful words, Graham. The other question I'll ask you and the World Cup baby, more to the point tomorrow, is when does the depression start setting in?
Oh, the post-World Cup?
Yeah.
Depression. Well, it probably actually starts...
I'll let the cat out of the bag. I spoke to him this morning, and it's already started setting in.
Because I would say almost after the semis.
Okay.
Because you've only got one game to go at that stage. Okay, you've got the third-place playoff, but no one really cares about that. So I would say after the semis, you've got that sort of 3 or 4 day wait before the final. As I say, it's 1 day to go, and then it's 3 years and 11 months until the next one.
Beautiful work, Graham. We'll speak to you tomorrow, my friend. Enjoy.
Look forward to it. Cheers.
Yeah.